The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends on this Friday, January the 24th, almost through the first month of 2014. Not quite, but almost. We've got two guests and they've got some great news about things going on in Columbia. Let's start, first of all, with Chris Campbell, Missouri Symphony Society. Welcome to Radio Friends, Chris.
Thanks, Paul.
You're here to tell us about a special concert that is coming up on January 30th,
yes.
next week.
Next week, next Thursday night, Missouri Theater.
Less than a week away.
That's right.
What is it?
We're very pleased to bring this fabulous a cappella choral group to Columbia, known the world around,
called
the King's Singers.
Yeah.
You know, out of Cambridge in England.
Yeah. The King's Singers, and what rings a bell here is this group, the King's Singers, did a special with Julie Andrews in Salzburg 26 years ago. And the reason I know that is because I have it on DVD, yeah. And I watch it each year. It's a King's
cool.
Singers.
Yeah.
But they have kind of recycled the singers, right?
Oh, they have. They're ever popular. You know, they started in 68, six guys out of the King's College in Cambridge.
And that's why they're called the King's
Singers. That's
why
they're called the King's Singers. They all started from that university. But you're right. The six that are coming to Columbia next Thursday night, I'm sure, are probably mostly different from the six you saw
26 years ago. But they still make that wonderful, wonderful sound.
They do. And it's wonderful continuity because the group has not seen wholesale changes over the years. They usually lose one guy every 5 or 6 years, and they just replace them one at a time. So it's wonderful continuity.
Anyway. Yeah. I know one thing they did 26 years ago, and I'm wondering if they're still doing it. They made the sounds of instruments. They played instruments with their voices.
Oh, yeah.
Are they still doing that?
They still do that.
Yeah.
And you know what's interesting about that, and I think we've seen it, is that they were one of the very first to produce those sounds with their voices 30, 40 years ago. Now there are a lot of groups out there touring quite successfully.
But they were the original ones doing it.
I think they were the original. Certainly one of the first.
Yeah. So are there still tickets available?
Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes. And we hope everybody will take the opportunity to come see us. So this is how you get your tickets. You can go to the Missouri Theater box office in the corner of 9th and Locust, or you can call them at 882-3781, or you can go to our website at mosymphonysociety.org. Mm-hmm. Any three ways to get tickets. And tickets are $20 and $26 for adults, and it's reserved seating, so you can choose where you're going to sit.
And you can go online and you can look and see what seats are available, right?
I think so. I think you can do that at the Concert Series website, yes. And certainly the girls that are there at the box office are huge help. They're wonderful. You can just call them and say,
right.
What have you have?
But I know you can look online, because
yeah.
I've done that. You
yeah.
look online, see what seats are available,
yeah.
and then you can call the box office and say, I'd like to
That's
have
right.
these particular seats.
That's right. You certainly can. I want to emphasize that we would love to see families and students here. I've been making an effort to reach out to all the local choral groups, especially middle schools and high schools. We do have group rates available for students. For instance, if you bring your whole choir, 15 or more, you can get a ticket for $9 each.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
quite a savings.
Yeah, keep that in mind. For more information, they can call.
They can go to mosymphonysociety.org.
Now, on the website, is it going to give you that special price if you bring a larger group, or do you need to call the box office?
You need to call the box office for the special group rates.
Okay, so if you're looking for the group rate, you're not going to find it on the website.
Right.
You have to call the box office.
Paul, thank you. You are right. Call 882-3781.
Yeah, if you find it on the if you look on the website and it doesn't show up, then you're going to be upset.
That's
so
right. That's
call
right.
the box office for that group rate.
Yes.
And tell them you heard about it on Radio Friends on
yeah.
KBIA.
Yeah.
And they'll know what you're talking about. So who is it sponsored by? Real quick, we're out of
time. I'm glad you asked. This is being sponsored by the Paul D. Higday Mozart Music Trust.
I love that.
And the three terrific trustees over there that take care of his memory and his mission. And it's being presented by the Missouri Symphony Society.
Okay, Chris Campbell, thank you so much.
Thanks,
for
Paul.
Coming
Appreciate
by.
It.
A week from yesterday.
Six days away, next Thursday night.
Right. All right, now we got something that is coming up tomorrow.
Yeah.
Tomorrow. And this is the Cosmopolitan Luncheon Club Pancake and Sausage Breakfast that's been going on for like 200 years now.
Well, not quite 200, maybe.
62 out of
62.
All right, 62 years. All right, Lee seconds. Flora, good to have you here.
Hi,
Lee
Paul.
Flora.
Thank you.
And Phil Hansen, it's a pleasure to have you. And Lee and I, we go back a long way because you used to come on Pepper and Friends. We'd flip those pancakes.
We would actually make them.
Yeah. So this is, what time does a pancake breakfast start?
We start at 6 a.m. and go to 1 p.m.
And you can sit there and you can eat pancakes if you want from 6 o'clock to 1.
All day long. Yeah, all the pancakes you want. You only get two pieces of sausage, but you can have all the pancakes.
You go back and get as many pancakes as you want.
That's right. Yeah.
Do you have people who have stayed there for 2 or 3 hours?
Maybe an hour or an hour and a half. And just, not the entire time, I don't believe. Have we, Phil?
Yeah, I don't think we have anybody camped out.
But they could.
But the point is, this is a fundraiser
for
the Cosmopolitan Luncheon Club. They've got good, I've tasted those pancakes, and they are so good.
Yeah.
It's a secret recipe, right?
Yes, yes. They won't even tell me, and I've been in the club over 20 years.
Yeah, so who's got that secret?
One of the other club members.
And it's locked up in a vault. It's locked up in a vault.
Like
it is a secret recipe. But you get with it, you get the pancakes, you get two pieces of sausage, you get coffee.
You get coffee, a choice of milk or orange juice.
Yeah.
And that's basically about it.
But, so how much money are you hoping you'll raise?
Well, it's $6 at the door. We hope to have between 1,500 and 2,000 members come.
That's
a
lot of pancakes.
A lot of pancakes. You get three pancakes.
Well, yeah, you could end up getting 15 or 20 pancakes if you want them.
But we're going to cook over 600 pounds of pancake mix and sausage. So
okay, all right,
we got enough.
And then the money that comes in, how is it used?
We donate a lot to Parks and Rec. Mm-hmm. We've donated to the Arc, of course. Cosmopolitan Park is the park we started, and plus, our fight is for diabetes. We're trying to find a cure for diabetes. And we have an international Cosmopolitan Center at the university.
Okay.
So money will go there.
Mark it on your calendar. It is tomorrow.
Tomorrow,
January the 25th. Everybody is invited. It starts at 6 o'clock in the morning, goes till 1 o'clock. Right. And where's the location?
1715 Burlington Street. It's a block south of Vandiver.
I know where Burlington is.
Yeah, and we're right across the street from FedEx.
Okay.
So, big blue building. You can't miss it. We got a sign out front.
Okay, and that's where. And how many people can you handle at one time?
Oh, we can seat about 400 in there.
Okay, so no problem.
So,
Cosmopolitan Luncheon Club Pancake and Sausage Day tomorrow, starting at 6 o'clock on Burlington. Lee and Phil, thank you so much for coming by. I hope you have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people.
Thank you. Right. We appreciate you having us.
Yeah, Monday, the Literacy Action Corps, and we'll talk about the 3rd Annual Global International Film Festival. Our program directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Kyle Fellings. Our floor director is Sifan O'Young, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Nasser. See you tomorrow, or see you Monday. Bye-bye.